And joining me now is Claudio Marini. Claudio, you own the restaurant Da Claudio's, which actually was in Midtown Manhattan at the time of these attacks, but you chose years later to move your restaurant just a few blocks away from this site. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, this is our home. So we had our first apartment down here a few blocks away just a few months before 9/11. We had to stay out of the apartment for 4 months after that. But we never thought about leaving. I mean, this is our place. So it happened that my wife, Linda, worked in Midtown. That's why I opened a restaurant over there. But our home, our place has always been down here. That's why I opened the Claudio many years later. And in the meantime, I opened Barbarini in the Seaport.
Right.
Also.
I know that restaurant.
That we lost to. But you know,
but you lost that for a different reason. That was weather related.
For Superstorm Sandy.
Superstorm Sandy.
Correct.
Yeah, you so your restaurant has gone through a lot.
Yes.
You survived through the 9/11 rebuild down here in Lower Manhattan.
Very much.
Through Superstorm Sandy and now with the pandemic. So right now you're just a few blocks away from here on Ann Street. What has business been like down here?
Very hard. You always have to look at that light at the end of the tunnel. We always look at the light getting bigger and bigger. I don't know how fast we will come back. We're coming back like we did many other times. We believe in that. There's no doubt about it. And we wouldn't go anywhere else. This is our home. You know, we also live down here. We always live down here more than 20 years. So we moved around, but always down here.
And you have children. Are they teenagers now?
Yes, they're going to college.
Oh,
my. They just start college this year, the twins.
So what did your family think? And you're from Italy.
Yes.
What did your family think when you said, no, we're not leaving this area. We're going to stay and raise the kids here.
Worries, like many other people.
Mm-hmm.
We saw many other people leaving that time. Mm-hmm. But you know what gave me a lot of strength and hope? I never forget the walls of people on the West Side Highway cheering for the volunteer every single day. That was inspiring. Every single day, cheering. You are our heroes. And volunteers keep coming and coming and coming.
Right.
And we were coming home with the military police to get clothes and things just in order to go up there because there was no power, no nothing. So the people, I mean, really the strong people. I mean, Americans have been really inspiring.
For sure. It's inspiring to be down here, and it's a lot more active today, I think, than it usually is. I mean, you're down here a lot, and it's maybe because it is a milestone anniversary. It's the 20th anniversary.
Every year is a milestone. You know, I had a hard time to come down here for many years after the event, but it was really hard to come close by. It's still here. I mean, it's still here. It's very, very painful what we see, what we've been through. I was running that day home, away from my apartment. It was traumatic.
Tell me about that. You were a few blocks away, you said?
Just the last residential building on Greenwich Street.
On right Greenwich here. Street, okay.
And I was home. My wife was working in Midtown, and I heard the first plane. And we and more other people from the building, we went on the roof because you don't think it's going to come down.
Mm.
So we were all talking about how we're going to go and fix that hole. So once I went back home and waited and looked at the TV, whatever, the first building came down and the building shaked.
Your building shook.
My building shaked, but the power went off and then we started running down the stairs. Because you didn't know it was safer on the street with the chaos.
Of course.
In the building. So we kept running and running until there was no phones and everybody was looking up because people were saying there are more planes. There was no contact with the media, so only the cars. The radio.
Right.
So everybody listened to the car's radio. It was crazy.
So your wife was in Midtown?
Yes.
So she must have been frantic.
Absolutely.
Trying to contact you. And were the kids in school that day?
No kids then.
Oh, you didn't have children then?
No, thank
God.
We met at St. Vincent Hospital, which is not there anymore.
Okay. I know St. Vincent's Hospital.
Exactly.
Sure.
And I never forget. We met there. She's coming down and I'm going up. And all the ambulance coming there. It was terrible.
No.
Absolutely.
And since that day, I mean, you've seen this rebirth down here. How do you feel staying down here after all that and seeing this rebirth? I mean, it's sort of like, I told you so, we'd come back bigger, better, and stronger.
Resiliency, definitely.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's just we also have, you know, we do it also for our kids and for our community. Mm-hmm. We believe in here forever. We know a lot of people, and they help us rebuild too. They deserve a lot of credit because they were there for us always. They always come back. It is amazing. America, it taught me a lot in this case, you know.
Really, well, thank you for coming here and for bringing your delicious food, Doug Claudio's. We wish you the best and hope to see you pull through this pandemic. I know your industry has gone through
better times.
An awful lot, for sure. We'll come together in better times over a glass of wine. Claudio Marini, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you.